Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 35.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Please ask everyone to silence your electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Mr. Garland Shepherd, our sergeant-at-arms. Ask our members and guests to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Shepherd.
If you'll please bow with me. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day through your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to lift us up and use us for the glory of that kingdom. We thank you for all the opportunities you give us. We ask you to bless our families and keep them safe. We know that you know all things, see all things, and do all things. And knowing that, we ask you to guide and keep us on a path that will be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Representative Speciale, would you like to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Who's got rules? Got Harry. Mr. Warren, could you approach the dais, please? Can you step up here a minute? The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 27th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves that the journal for March 27th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State, Senate Bill 272, an act to allow the uniform zoning classification of certain residential facilities at North Carolina Central University.
Chapter bills will be noted. I'm not going to have to require the pages to come back up, but pages, of course, we introduced you yesterday. It's the way we're doing our schedule now. You're getting introduced one day and thanked the next day, but we know you guys have been working hard since Monday. Yesterday, of course, was a day of recorded votes, so that's when everyone was here. Today is another day where we don't actually have the recorded votes, and so it's a lot of committee activity still today, and then we'll pick back up again next week with committees Monday and Tuesday and votes on Wednesday. But I would ask my colleagues who are here with me today to again to thank you all for your service you've given us this week. Thank you. Members, as announced yesterday, there was no business to take care of today other than introductions of bills and resolutions. That'll be done upon adjournment, and then we also have we will not be taking up any votes on Monday or Tuesday of next week. The committees will be moving forward to the appropriations committees. The area chairs are getting their have gotten their target numbers today, and so the budget process will be moving forward very quickly. We expect that we'll have a budget before the end of April, which will put us way ahead of schedule, and hopefully the Senate will simply pass our budget and be done with it. One important notice, I think this has been, it's on the website, but this is something that all parties need to be aware of. Today at 3 p.m. is the local bill filing deadline. So if you have a local bill that needs to be filed by 3 p.m. today, in order to be eligible, you're going to try to do that in the normal course. Having concluded our business notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for an announcement. Excuse me, for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I make a motion that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday, April 1st at 7 p.m., subject to the standards and stipulations set forth in Rule 15-1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative Speciale, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 1st at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. Mr. Hanning, Mr. Jarvis, could you give Mr. Hanning approach? And for the members who are still on the floor, we actually have I believe we have two school groups who have come in with us right now. We have a group of students from Level Cross Elementary in Randleman, which is in Randolph County. Where are y'all? Would y'all wave? And then we have a group from Cool Springs Elementary and from in Cleveland in Iredell County. Well, we're glad to have you here. We just finished our business, but want to welcome you to the House of Representatives. We have a few members still here on the floor. So glad to have you with us. They're glad to have you. You'll be getting the tour, but there's 120 members of the House. There's probably about 10, maybe 15 of us here on the floor right now. We don't conduct votes on Thursdays, but we have committees that are meeting. But we're honored to have you guys with us. This is a great place to visit, but I promise you the Science and Nature Museum across the street's even better. So, but thanks for being with us, and we hope you guys have a good time and a great upcoming summer.
Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read bill number H464.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Grange, Dobson, and Brian Turner. House Bill 464, Small Business Health Care Act.
Insurance of favorable rules, a favorable calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Autry, House Bill 465, Charlotte Citizens Review Board subpoena power.
Judiciary, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, rules and calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Riddell, Sane, Ray, and Barnes, House Bill 466, Firefighters Line of Duty Disease Fund.
Insurance, if favorable, appropriations, general government, if favorable, appropriations, rules and calendar of the House, operations of the House.
Representatives Rena Turner, Fraley, and Blackwell, House Bill 467, Established State Board of Proprietary.
Education, K-12, if favorable, pensions and retirements, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules and calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Horn, Art, and Brody, House Bill 468, Sheriff Road Closure Authorization.
State and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 469, amend equitable distribution laws.
Judiciary, rule, if favorable, rules, if favorable, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 470, amend parenting coordinator laws, family law.
Refer to Judiciary, if favorable, rules, if favorable, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hollister, White, Dobson, and Adcock, House Bill 471, reduce administrative duplication, mental health, developmental disabilities, substance abuse services providers.
Refer to Health, if favorable, rules, and calendar of the House, operations of the House.
Representatives Hollister, Dobson, Faircloth, and Clemens, House Bill 472, NCANT State Agricultural Funds.
Refer to Education, Universities, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Education Appropriations, if favorable, Rules and Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Warren, Horn, Jackson, and Harrison, House Bill 473, Mileage and per diem state employees, legislators.
Refer to rules, if favorable, calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Arp, Destin Hall, Carson Smith, and Faircloth. House Bill 474, death by distribution.
Refer to Judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar and operation of the House.
Representatives Arp, Moore, Vail, and Lewis, House Bill 475, NC Patriot Sheriff Star Family Scholarship Funds.
Refer to Education Universities, if favorable, Appropriations, Education, if favorable, Appropriations, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representative Bumgarner, House Bill 476, reduce alcoholic beverage control fees paid by veterans in foreign wars post.
Refer to alcohol beverage control, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Candace Smith, House Bill 477, four-year terms, town of Bethel.
Refer to state and local government, if favorable, elections and ethics laws, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representatives Candace Smith, Humphrey, and Murphy, House Bill 478, restore ECU Academic Affairs Funds.
Refer to Education, Education Universities, if favorable, Appropriations, Education Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 479, Solar Facility Decommissioning Requirements Study.
Refer to Environment, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representatives Zachary, Lewis, and Lambert, House Bill 480, NC Cancer Treatment Fairness.
Refer to Health. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 481, Voting Initiative for Beaufort County.
State and local government, if favorable, elections and ethic laws, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representatives Grange, Dobson, Horn, and Lambeth, House Bill 482, School Psychologist Compensation and Recruitment.
Refer to Education K-12, Appropriations, if favorable, Education Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Yarbrough, Sane, Ray, and Brian Turner, House Bill 483, Let Them Spawn.
Refer to Wildlife Resource, if favorable, Environment, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Cleveland, Hurley, Yarbrough, and Presnell, House Bill 484, Verification of Immigration Status, Systematic Alien Verification, Entitlements.
Refer to Judiciary, if favorable, State and Local Government, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Horn, Fraley, Warren, and Lucas, House Bill 485, Virtual Early Learning Pilot Program.
Refer to Education, K-12, Appropriations, Education, Appropriations, Education, if favorable, Appropriations, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Yarbrough, Dixon, Cunningham, and Ray, House Bill 486, Commercial Fishing License Reform.
Refer to Wildlife Resource, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Appropriations, Agriculture and Natural and Economic Resources, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Dobson, Howard, McElrath, and Carney, House Bill 487, Community Colleges, Short-Term Workforce Training Funds.
Refer to Education, Community Colleges, if favorable, Appropriations, Education, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Dobson, Bell, Presnell, and Ball, House Bill 488, Address Direct Support Personnel Staffing Crisis.
Refer to Health, if favorable, Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representative Sane, House Bill 489, Lincolnton, Lincoln County Airport Authority.
Refer to State and Local Government, if favorable, Rules, if favorable, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Lambeth and Conrad, House Bill 490, Winston-Salem, Forsyth Board of Education, Stagger Terms.
Refer to State and Local Government, if favorable, Elections and Ethics Law, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House.
Representatives Lambeth, Conrad, Montgomery, and Hardister, House Bill 491, Wake Forest Baptist Health Regional Autopsy Center Funds.
Refer to Health, if favorable, Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Brody, Howard, Brian Turner, House Bill 492, Simplify Builder Inventory Exclusion.
Refer to Commerce, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives White and Horn, House Bill 493, Abuse and Neglect Resources.
Refer to Education, K-12, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Conrad, Lambeth, Montgomery, and Terry, House Bill 494, Stevens Center Funds, UNC School of the Arts.
Refer to Education Universities, if favorable, Appropriations Education, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative McElrath, House Bill 495, prohibit municipal regulations, off-site easements.
Refer to state and local government if favorable rules, if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Adams, House Bill 496, four-year terms for legislators in 2022.
Refer to rules if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Adams, House Bill 497, Hickory Local Option Sales Tax.
Refer to state and local government if favorable finance, if favorable rules, if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Speciale, and Hannig, House Bill 498, NC Constitutional Carry Act.
Refer to judiciary if favorable rules, if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Speciale, Kidwell, Hodderster, and Brody, House Bill 499, Omnibus Gun Changes.
Refer to judiciary if favorable finance, if favorable rules, if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Floyd and Alexander, House Bill 500, eliminate second primaries.
Refer to education and ethics law, refer to rules, if favorable calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Morey and John, House Bill 501, Justice, Judge may continue term past age 72.
Refer to judiciary, if favorable. Refer to rules, if favorable. Calendar and operations of the House. Clerk is recognized for clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Clarification for the record. House Bill 472, NCA&T State University Ag Funds, is referred to the Committee on Education, Universities, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable appropriation, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House. And, Mr. Chair, House Bill 482, Psychological Compensation and Recruitment, is referred to the Committee on Education, K-12, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules, calendar, operations of the House. Again, that's House Bill 482. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. This time, the clerk will read messages from the Senate.
Senate Bill 156, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize a judicial official to order a defendant not to contact the victim.
Refer to judiciary, if favorable, rules, if favorable, calendar, and operations of the House. Clerk is recognized at this time for a referral.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 385, short title, Prohibit Herd Shares, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House and re-referred to the Committee on Agriculture.
Thank you. Well, at this time, I'd just like to take a moment and tell the school groups thanks for coming out. We appreciate you all coming today. And I know there wasn't a lot of business and you didn't get to see a lot, but there's a lot more that you'll get to go on a tour of and enjoy. Thanks so much.
Clarification for the record. House Bill 478, short title, Restore ECU Academic Affairs Funds, is referred to the Committee on Education, Universities, if favorable appropriations, education, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Further clarification for the record, House Bill 500, Eliminate Second Primaries, is referred to the Committee on Elections and Ethics Law, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Chair, House Bill 385, Prohibit Herd Shares, a SEER referral to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House is added. Of the chair, House Bill 429, short title Manteo Navigable Waters, is withdrawn from the Committee on Agriculture and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. The SEER referral to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House remains. Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough recognize to send forth the Regulatory Reform Committee report, House Bill 308, Expand Agricultural Outdoor Advertising, favorable to the committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 308 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Representative Brody, Riddell, and Yarborough are recognized to send forth a further committee report from the Regulatory Reform Committee, House Bill 77, Electric Stand-Up Scooters, favorable and re-referred. Senate House Bill 77 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.